My favorite TV programs is Saving Lives at Sea. It's the series which follows the incredible rescues of the RNLI around the coast of Great Britain. These selfless volunteers drop everything when their pages go off, rushing into the unknown, uncertain dangers that await them. And time and again in that program, they stress how important it is to treat the sea with respect, acknowledging its power and unpredictability, especially when storms arise. When I was younger and slimmer and a bit fitter, I used to do a bit of sailing. And I remember an experience of my own when I was caught in a storm while sailing in the Solent. The wind and the rain lashed against the boat, the waves grew in size, and the thunder rolled across the sky. In the darkness, everything felt more disorientating. In that moment, I understood how small and vulnerable we are against the power of nature. And only when I finally reached the safety of the harbour did I realize how much tension I had been holding inside. This gives us a glimpse into what the disciples must have felt in today's gospel reading. As fishermen, they knew the sea well. They had spent countless nights on the water. But this storm was different. It was sudden. It was fierce. It was overwhelming. Darkness enveloped them, not just physically, but emotionally. Fear took hold as they realized that despite all their skill and knowledge, they were powerless against the raging elements. They cried out in desperation, "Master, Master, we are perishing." How often do we find ourselves in similar storms of life? Some challenges are minor, unexpected, but manageable. Others build slowly, and while we see them coming, we are powerless to stop them. And then there are those that strike without warning, upending everything in an instant. Grief, illness, betrayal, loss. These storms leave us struggling to stay afloat, unable to see the way forward, disorientated and afraid. In these moments, we may feel abandoned. We may wonder where God is when the waves of suffering threaten to pull us under. And like the disciples, we may even question whether he cares. But this passage reminds us of a vital truth. Jesus was with them in the boat all along. He had told them, "Let us go across to the other side." A promise that they would reach their destination. Yet, overcome with fear, they forgot his presence. They looked only at the storm, not at the one who was in the boat with them. When they cried out to him, he rebuked the wind and the rain and the waves, and immediately there was calm. And then he turned to them and asked, "Where is your faith?" This was not a rebuke for asking for help, but a reminder of what they had forgotten. That faith in him means trusting, even when the storm is raging. So this story is not just a story about the disciples. It's a story about us. How often do we struggle through life's storms, trying to manage on our own, forgetting that Jesus is right there with us? How often do we allow fear to overwhelm us instead of turning to Him in trust? Jesus never promised a life without storms. He never told the disciples that the sea would always be calm. Likewise, the church today faces its own storms, uncertainty, change, and challenge. But storms do not last forever. And when we call upon Jesus, He brings peace. Not necessarily by removing the storm immediately, but by calming our hearts in the midst of it. We are never alone. God is the anchor that holds us fast, the life jacket that keeps us afloat, and the light that breaks through the storm. When we cry out, "Master, Master," we are perishing. He hears us, and He responds, not always in the way we expect, but always with the promise that He is with us, that He will never abandon us, and that ultimately we will reach the other side. So, whatever storm you are facing today, hear His question. Where is your faith? It's not a challenge. It's an invitation. An invitation to trust. An invitation to call upon Him. And an invitation to know that in Him we will find peace. Amen.